It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Pastor Keith Manley, and it's just so good to be coming to you today. We're winding up our series we've been doing this week entitled An Unshakable Life. And today I'm going to be sharing on the subject of the power of a rooted life. We've talked about building on the rock, having peace under pressure, walking with faith that won't fold, and now we come to something just as vital today, and that is living with deep roots. Because your roots determine your resilience. What's hidden beneath the surface in your life is going to determine whether you'll be withstanding the storm. Now, roots are life. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7 says, "We are rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith." Now, that word rooted in the original language in the Bible, in the Greek, is the word rizo, and it means to become stable, grounded, and firmly planted. It's not about how flashy your life looks above the surface. I'm not talking about what people see on the outside. It's about what's anchoring you below. Talking about matters of the heart. I want you to think about a tree. The fruit is visible, but the roots, you don't see them. They're underground. But friend, they're so vital. You can't see them, but they're doing the real heavy lifting for the tree. They're holding it up when the winds begin to blow. Roots feed the tree. They get all their nutrition, and the water and nutrition that goes into the tree is coming from the roots. They're anchored. They anchor the tree down when the winds blow, and they stabilize it during the storm. And the same thing is true in our Christian life. When we're rooted and grounded in faith in Jesus Christ, no matter what comes our way, we'll withstand the storm. You remember the parable, I preached on it a while back in Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower. He talks about there are seeds that fell on rocky ground, they sprang up quickly. But because they had no root, the Bible says they withered in the heat. That's what happens when you're not rooted in Jesus Christ. You get real excited, but when you get overwhelmed, you fall away. We shout amen on Sunday, but collapse by Wednesday. We want to grow fruit, but we haven't grown any roots beneath to bring forth the fruit. See, spiritual longevity is built in the hidden places, the unseen life of prayer, getting in the Word and surrendering to God. That's where our strength comes from, friend. You know, right now I'm on a summer sabbatical in my home in Florida, and of course I'm still busy teaching Fresh Oil. But palm trees are so resilient here in Florida. I have one right in my front yard. And they're incredible during the hurricanes. They bend almost to the ground, but they don't break. You know why? Because their roots grow deep and wide, often equal in length to the height of the tree. The roots go down as deep as the palm tree goes high. They were designed for storms. And if you're a believer, friend, you were designed by God to weather the storm. God never intended you to be a surface-level Christian. He intended for you to have roots, deep in grace, deep in truth, and deep in Jesus Christ, the foundation of our faith. So how do we grow deep roots, Keith? First of all, we get rooted in the Word of God. Do you know Psalm chapter 1 and verses 2 and 3 says this, "Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. He is like a tree planted by streams of water." See, daily time in the Word of God, it nourishes your soul like water nourishes the roots of a tree. Daily time in the Word will help you grow some strength in your life that you didn't have before. Another way to grow deep roots in our life is to be rooted in prayer. See, prayer is not just asking God for things. So many people have an idea that prayer is when you get in trouble, you call out to God and you ask Him for help. That's not prayer. That's desperation. Prayer is daily communication with God. I love when I read the first story in Genesis as Adam and Eve come and God comes down in the cool of the morning and he walks with them and he talks with them on a daily basis in the cool of the day. You know, God desires to do that with us. He desires us to start our day, each and every day, saying, "Good morning, Lord," and just talk with God, share your heart with God, and most of all, listen to see what he's saying. Prayer is how we stay connected to the source. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." See, prayer pulls your heart out of the chaos and brings it back into alignment with God's heart. And thirdly, I believe it's so important to be rooted in our community, the community of faith, your church group, your pastor. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us to not neglect meeting together. See, you weren't designed to grow alone. Even in a forest, trees are stronger when they're intertwined with others. You have the accountability. If someone sees you drifting off, they'll call you. They'll love you. They'll say, "Hey, brother, you know, I'm here for you." Shared worship. I love to sing, but let me tell you something. It's so powerful when we come together and sing on a Sunday and everybody is sharing and worshiping the Lord at the same time. See, these are our root systems in the Spirit. And then we need to be rooted in identity. You say, "What are you talking about? My family?" No, know who you are in Christ. You're not what the world says. You're not your past. You're not your struggle that you're going through right now. So many times people feel they are what they're going through. No, you are who you belong to. You are in Christ, and that is your foundation. I've shared this in this week about the redwood forest, and I think it's so amazing, these redwood trees in California. They're the tallest trees in the world. Some of them go over 300 feet high. A tree. And you'd expect that their roots go down deep, right? But here's the surprise. They only go about 5 to 6 feet deep on those 300-foot trees. How do they stay upright? It's because their roots spread wide, and they interlock with the trees around them. They're strong together. You getting a picture of that? That's a picture of the body of Christ. We grow stronger when we link our roots together. The Bible says if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. We're much stronger together. We're not called to stand alone. We're called to stand together. So let me ask you today, what are you rooted in today? Are you rooted in the approval of people? If so, you're in for some big disappointments. Are you rooted in performance? If you are, there's going to be some days when you don't measure up. Are you rooted in your career? Friend, that can be taken away in a New York minute. Are you rooted in control? Listen, we need to be rooted in Christ Jesus. We need to be rooted in Him, the chief cornerstone that we're building upon. Your fruit will only be as healthy as your roots are deep, friend. Maybe your life feels dry today. Maybe your faith feels weak. Don't chase more activity. Just go deeper. Spend time alone with God and sit in His presence and let His Word take root in you again. And you'll see that life can change. Your life can have meaning again. Now, when you're rooted in Christ, you don't panic when culture shakes. Boy, over the last few years, we've been going through some real culture shaking. And our society around us is shaking. You can't even watch a television program today without them injecting an LGBTQABC agenda in every single program. See, that is society trying to label us and trying to make us adapt to what they want. You don't fall when finances shift, when you're rooted in Christ, when you're struggling financially, you know that He's the source of everything we have or need. And you don't quit when people disappoint you, because your roots aren't in your surroundings, they're in your Savior. And that means you're storm-proofed. Not storm-free, but you're storm-proofed. You know, in the deserts of the Middle East, survival depends on water. But not every well is the same. Some are shallow, they're easy to access, they're quick to draw from, but in times of drought, those wells run dry. And then there's other wells that are deeper wells. They require more effort to reach. But even in the harshest conditions, they hold water. And nomadic tribes in ancient times, they would mark and guard these deep wells as something very sacred. They knew when everything else fails, this well would still give life. And that's the way it is, friend, in our lives. When we're rooted in Christ, it's like tapping into a deep desert well. You may not see the fruit on the surface right away. It may not feel convenient or quick. But when the cultural climate gets dry, when your emotions feel depleted, when the pressures of life are scorching you, you can still draw water from those deep wells of faith. Not because of your own strength, but because of the depth of your source. See, we don't always think about roots until something is tested. We don't ask, how deep am I? And until the storm hits. We don't even ask, what am I rooted in? Until something starts to shake. And let's be honest, life does shake us at times. Grief, temptation, loss of a loved one, doubt. All these are drought seasons. And these are storm winds. And when they come, you discover what your life has been anchored to. Shallow roots, they won't hold up in a hurricane. You can be rooted in approval of men until rejection comes. You can even be rooted in success until failure knocks on your door. You can even be rooted in ministry until burnout exposes your inner barrenness. But listen, friend, if you're rooted in Christ Jesus, there's a different result. You don't just survive, you deepen and you thrive. In Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8, listen to what the Bible says. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green, and it has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. I like that. Look at that. No fear in heat, no worry in drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. That's not surface religion. That's not cultural Christianity. That's a life that's hidden in Christ. So what does it mean to be rooted? It's not just about reading your Bible or going to church more. It means you find your identity in Jesus Christ, not in what others say, not in what you've done, but in who He is and what He's done for you, the finished work of the cross. You draw your nourishment from His Word, not snacks for the moment, but the steady, sustaining truth that renews your mind. And then, like Ephesians 3 says, we're rooted and established in His love. Father, I thank You for each and every one listening today. I pray, God, that their roots will grow deep in You and that they'll draw from these wells of living water that will sustain them when the hard times come. Thank you, friend, for listening today here on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. God loves you.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.